Spotlight. This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on National Water Awards, Efforts to Conserve Water. The participants are Dr. Arvind Kumar, environmentalist, and Sonu Sood, anchor.
Conferring the 6th National Water Awards for the year 2024 and the 1st Jal Sanchay Jan Bhagidari Awards in New Delhi today, President Draupadi Murmu urged everyone to work together to ensure water availability and security, highlighting that climate change is affecting the water cycle in today's time. To discuss this important issue, we have with us environmentalist Dr. Arvind Kumar. Dr. Kumar, a warm welcome to you on Akashvani.
Thank you very much.
Dr. Kumar, before we start the discussion, let's listen to what our president said, how she congratulated the award winners and what she said about the importance of water in our lives.
आज पुरस्कार प्राप्त करने वाले सभी व्यक्तियों और संस्थानों को मैं बहुत बहुत बधाई देती हूँ. जल के महत्व को समझाने के लिए हजारों वर्षों पहले हमारे पूर्वजों ने ऋग वेद में कहा था, ओप्सु अंत अमृतम, अर्थात जल में अमृत विद्यमान है. अमृत के समान अमूल्य जल संसाधन के संरक्षण और प्रबंधन में योगदान के लिए इन पुरस्कार विजेताओं की जितना भी प्रशंसा की जाए कम है, क्योंकि जल को हम जीवन कहते हैं. जल बिना मनुष्य ज्यादा दिन नहीं रह सकता. खाने बिना थोड़े दिन रह सकता है, लेकिन जल बिना जीवित रहना मुश्किल है. हम सब जानते हैं, वैज्ञानिकों में लोग कहते हैं शरीर के 70% जल है, और जल के बिना हम जी नहीं सकते. इसीलिए जल के लिए आप सब जो प्रचेष्टा कर रहे हैं, इसीलिए आपको बहुत बहुत शुभकामनाएं.
So the president outlined so beautifully the importance of water in our lives, and she gave these awards to 46 winners in 10 categories for excellence in water usage practices. Can you tell us, Dr. Kumar, what according to you is the significance and major objective of National Water Awards initiative of the Ministry of Jal Shakti?
Well, the National Water Awards serve as a fundamental policy instrument in the India's water governance landscape, driving a national vision of Jal Samrit Bharat, a water secure and prosperous nation, launched in 2007 and expanded since 2018. This recognition initiative transcends ceremonial appreciation to function as a powerful behavioral and instrumental catalyst. By honoring exemplary practices across the country, the awards generate evidence of what works in a diverse context, create platforms for replication, and foster multi-level engagement in water security. With the award categories spanning government, civil society, academia, industry, and individuals, the program embraces a whole-of-society approach, motivating action and signaling the political leadership's commitment to the sustainable water management. The individual of the national leadership, including the President of India, elevates water from a development necessity to a national mission.
As you said, it's something which has been treated with the whole of society approach. Everybody has been, you know, there are so many categories. At individual level, the awards have been given at Gram Panchayat level, at district level, municipality level, institutional level, state level. So what would you say that how are these awards helpful in creating awareness about the need to treat our water resources as a precious national asset? Is this also in line with our sustainable development goals?
The structural design of National Water Awards reflects an understanding that water governance is inherently polycentric. Recognition categories include state, district, municipal, villages, panchayat, water user association, educational institution, industry, civil society, and individual awards. By doing so, the initiative incentivizes action at each layer of governance. State level awards encourage strategic policy formulation and resources prioritization. District awards strengthen administrative delivery and create peer-driven improvement models. Village Panchayat and Water User Association Awards reinforce community-led actions and collective irrigation governance. Urban Local Body Awards addresses municipal water and wastewater challenges, while Education Institution Awards build the water consciousness of future generations. Industry Awards create sustainability incentivize in a major water consuming sectors, and civil society awards honor innovation and on-ground participation in individual recognition, personalized water stewardship and inspiring citizen-led experimentation. This layered framework operationalizes a distributed governance system vital for resource challenges like water management, which transcend administrative and sectoral boundaries.
Yeah. You have very beautifully outlined, you know, how this touches every section of our society, of our country, of our polity. Let's listen in to what the president said when she touched an emotional note during her speech, how she talked about how water has been given such place of importance in Vande Mataram, our national song.
7 नवंबर से पूरे देश में हमारी राष्ट्रगीत वंदे मातरम की रचना के 150 वर्ष संपूर्ण होने के उपलक्ष्य में स्मरण उत्सव मनाया जा रहा है। हमारे राष्ट्रगीत में भारत माता की वंदना करते हुए बंकिम चंद्र चट्टोपाध्याय ने जो पहला शब्द लिखा था वो है सुजलम। इसका अर्थ है अच्छे जल संसाधन से परिपूर्ण। ये तथ्य हमारे देश के लिए जल की प्राथमिकता को दर्शाता है। धरती पर उपलब्ध कुल जलराशि में से फ्रेश वाटर यानी मीठा पानी केवल 2.5% है। उसमें भी केवल 1% ही मानव समुदाय को उपलब्ध हो पाता है। जल का सक्षम उपयोग एक वैश्विक अनिवार्यता है।
So the president highlighted how water is not a very abundant resource. It's a limited resource which we have to use judiciously. And she said that water resources are crucial for meeting the growing needs of a rapidly growing economy. Can you tell us something about the issue of groundwater depletion and the importance of groundwater recharging?
Well, artificial groundwater recharge has been emerged as a central pillar of resource recovery. Over extraction has pushed 736 administrative units into over-exploited status. The Central Groundwater Board's master plan proposes 1.11 crore recharge structures covering nearly 10 lakh kilometers with capacity to restore 85.6 BCM annually. Recharge structures including check dams, percolation tanks, recharge safe shafts and rooftop harvesting capture monsoon runoff, replenish aquifer, reduce flood peaks and improve water quality. Successful pilot in arid and basaltic and coastal regions have demonstrated recharge ability to reverse groundwater decline, dilute contaminant, arrest seawater intrusion and revitalization of springs and wetlands, giving the annual 185 BCM surplus runoff available for recharge. Scaling this infrastructure present as a achievable pathway to restoring hydrological balance.
The president also talked about this aspect of building the infrastructure to conserve water, preserve water, to have the optimum use of water, and the new Jal Sanchay Jan Bhagidari Karyakram. Let's listen to what she said.
मुझे ये जानकर प्रसन्नता हुई है कि पिछले वर्ष शुरू किए गए जल संचय जन भागीदारी कार्यक्रम के तहत 34 लाख से अधिक, आज तो 35 लाख बताया गया है, अधिक ग्राउंड वाटर रिचार्ज स्ट्रक्चर्स का निर्माण किया जा चुका है। सर्कुलर वाटर इकोनॉमी की प्रणालियों को अपनाकर सभी इंडस्ट्रीज तथा अन्य स्टेक होल्डर्स जन संसाधन का प्रभावी उपयोग कर सकते हैं। वाटर ट्रीटमेंट तथा रिसर्कुलेशन के साथ साथ कई इंडस्ट्रियल यूनिट्स ने जीरो फ्लूइड डिस्चार्ज का लक्ष्य हासिल किया है। मैं उनको धन्यवाद देना चाहती हूँ।
Can you tell us a little bit more about what the president talked about, the circular water economy and the responsibility of industry to ensure that there is adequate water treatment?
First, this leap under the Jal Shakti Abhiyan demonstrate remarkable implementation, velocity in addressing water's security challenge. Key benefits include rising groundwater level in overexploited areas. Gujarat's Sabarkantha district achieved 1.5 meter increase. Over enhanced agriculture productivity with 20-25% crop yield, improvements in drought-prone regions like Madhya Pradesh, strengthened drinking water security for 600 million groundwater-dependent rural residents, improved water quality through freshwater dilution and reducing fluoride and salinity contamination, soil conservation, preventing erosion, employment generation across rural labor markets and the climate resilience against monsoon variability, protecting India's food security and agriculture challenge.
Absolutely. So many multi-pronged efforts have been underway and are ongoing. 80% water, it is said, is used in agriculture sector. What can you tell us about the role of government schemes like Jal Jeevan Mission, Har Ghar Jal Yojana and Jal Sinchai Yojana for easy access yet efficient usage of water in agriculture sector? You know, messages like more crop per drop, how are these very important to get the maximum out of the water resources?
Well, India's water governance framework is highlighted by coordinated flagship schemes addressing drinking water, domestic infrastructure and agriculture efficiency. The Jal Jeevan Mission aims to provide 55 liters of tap water per person per day to every rural household. From a 17% baseline in 2019, household tap connections now reach over 15.71 crore household, 80%. The mission mandates 50% women representation in village water councils and prioritize source sustainability and water quality assurance. The Har Ghar Jal Yojana, particularly active in states like Bihar, operationalized in JJM principles, achieving up to 98% coverage in several districts. Pradhan Mantri Krishi Sanchay Yojana addresses agriculture water use efficiency, deploying micro irrigation to reduce farm water consumption and boost yields. These schemes, integrated through shared objectives and complementary infrastructure, build rural resilience and while fostering long-term cultural shifts toward water efficiency.
In fact, the president, in her address, she highlighted the increased water availability in rural areas, which you just mentioned. Can you tell us about the challenges which are there in ensuring clean water in our water bodies and minimizing water contamination and water pollution, about the responsibility of industry, including water treatment, government policy regulations, and individual efforts?
Well, ensuring clean water extends beyond supply to safeguarding water bodies. The Water Prevention and Control of Pollution Act 1974 and subsequent frameworks assign responsibility to industry, state regulators and individuals. Despite legal structures, numerous rivers remain unpolluted due to industrial discharge, inadequate sewage treatment and agriculture runoff and solid waste dumping. Industrial responsibility includes compliance with effluent standards and wastewater treatment norms. Yet enforcement remains limited. Citizens contribute individually through waste management, chemical use and sewage disposal, strengthening monitoring, incentivizing compliance, for example, through increased penalties and environmental fee structures. And community vigilance over some time are necessary to bridge enforcement gaps. Ultimately, restoring water bodies. Health requires coordinated accountability across institutional and individual actors.
Absolutely. So water has a far-reaching impact on human health, economic growth, and environmental sustainability. Dr. Kumar, thank you so much for this inspiring and enlightening discussion.
Thank you very much.
You were listening to a discussion on National Water Awards, Efforts to Conserve Water. The participants were Dr. Arvind Kumar, environmentalist, and Sonu Sood anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsttalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.
Spotlight.